Our Minecraft server is provided by ServerCraft, offering reliability, support, and performance. Get your own server from servercraft.co. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
This episode is sponsored by Crommy, who says...
Ah, I'm Crommy, and I'm not Crommy.
TP's Tiger, who says...
Mindlander, there can be only one.
Ryan, who says...
Why am I not whitelisted on the Shaftlands yet?
Sorenbow89, who says... Refical Regedge Rechten. And Nasi, who says...
Music makes the world go round, and Minecraft.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 39, recorded on June 24th, 2011.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And today we have an excellent guest, Tedinator.
Yay! I am the Tedinator. I am the Tedinator.
Teddy is here at last.
Yay.
And you were on the last episode, I think, just for a few minutes.
Yeah, for a really short time, and then...
The train wreck episode.
And then Eric did a big old thumbs down on you, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Correctly.
Yes, that's right. I gave him a thumbs down. That's right.
Sorry about that, Teddy.
Yeah.
He has a mind of his own.
It's okay.
It's not. We fired him.
Yeah, that's right. I hired myself again.
Oh, it's true.
So, Teddy, tell us about yourself. What do you do?
I'm a Minecraft photographer.
And that's awesome.
I take pictures and I go on different servers and
so you're like a photojournalist or like a tourist with a camera?
Sort of. I just take pictures of cool stuff, and you know, like if I like that build, I'll take a picture of it and I edit it in a little bit in Photoshop and post it on my PhotoBucket account. So
that's a cool idea. That's neat.
Yeah.
So where can people find these photographs if they would like to take a look?
I can never remember the
That's
link
not
that
a good
I put
start.
In. No, but if you go to my Tumblr, which is tumblr.tedinator.com, there's the link to my photography in the top.
So. And that'll be in the show notes.
It will.
Yes.
Clicky, clicky.
And you can always get to the show notes at www.theshaftpodcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so it's tedinator.tumblr.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay, not the other way.
I think so.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, I think that's...
This is where we try to figure out
Tumblr
the
web. And I also...
What's this button do right here? It says go back.
Yes, thank you, but... You posted in the
oh yes, tedinator.tumblr.com.
Yes, and I also on my Tumblr I post little comics.
Which
is kind of a little side thing, and so, you know, people like them. So
so you think I laugh a lot?
Yes,
huh? Really.
Well,
where'd that come from?
You do that.
Oh, from the comic.
Yeah, the comic.
Right.
I don't laugh.
Broke.
Yes.
There's nothing I laugh at.
Yeah, he breaks all the time. He's very fragile.
Yes.
He is fragile.
And I also did one of Ko falling down.
A shaft.
It was his mob grinder.
Oh, right.
One of those episodes where he fell down. So I just drew that. And then the third one is from Lag in the Late Night podcast, where Lachlan was talking about, they were talking about YouTube, and Lachlan did this little story of like them, or him in a grocery store and his like little like and dislike by him, and this old lady like walks by and presses the dislike button. It's like, what? Nice. Why would you do that?
Sweet. So that's cool. So it's all like a community, you know, in the Minecraft community type comics.
And Yeah, I'm going to stream. I think I'm going to stream on Monday and do another comic.
Oh,
so I have lots of ideas.
Excellent.
Very good.
Speaking of excellent.
Excellent.
Oh, what is excellent? Like what you're saying here. Speaking of excellent.
Excellent.
What is excellent?
I hear
excellent.
Some. Is that whistling I hear?
Nope. It's a bumper.
You didn't just hear some whistling?
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
God, I gotta ruin all my segues into your segues.
Our journey.
So,
journey.
Eric, what did you do this week in Minecraft?
What did I do? Let's see. Oh, I recorded with Maz on last Friday.
And you invited me to do it and then didn't reply to anything that I said.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I invited you and then...
He's like, hey, you should come and join me and Maz. We're going to play some Minecraft. And so I messaged back in Twitter, and I messaged in G-Talk, and I got onto Skype and looked for you.
Oh, really?
I got onto Mumble and looked for you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You should have just gone to Maz's channel.
I did. Went to Maz's channel. Oh. It was no longer streaming.
Oh. Maybe it was afterwards.
Yeah. So basically...
Base.
You guys were too cool to hang out with me. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, I went and invited you and then just like, you know, totally got sidetracked. And
that's weird. They invited me and I said, I'm not sure if they can. They kept calling. They kept calling. Said, come on, please. They gave me like the server over and over again, just kept sending it to me. And I said, dude, I'm kind of busy right now. I can't do it. And they said, please, will you pretty please?
No.
And then Eric drove over to my house and he shook me awake. And he said, get on your computer and come play. Maz is right here. And Maz flew in from Australia.
Why are you
and
so
we
mean
just,
to me?
That's right.
Does it deserve this?
It's a very action-packed Friday night, let me tell you. But we recorded. I think he said that episode is going to come out next or this Friday on his Extreme Beyond channel on YouTube. I am Sucks. That was cool, actually. That was the first time I'd ever been part of a Let's Play, and it was fun. It was good times. And then last night we went to a LAN party.
Yeah, with the Makers 256.
Right. Yep. Makers Local.
Makers Local 256.
And had a great time. And in fact, we got some footage of a basically kind of a Minecraft competition.
It was really a cool idea too.
Yeah.
I liked what they did. They built a script for the server.
A Python script.
So that as soon as the competition was over, they went through all the players' inventories and ranked like all the metals that you got out of the earth, and you got point-based.
Yeah, so there were
smelted. They had to be refined.
Oh, ores. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they had to be cooked.
Like, so I had like I started really late, but I got a bunch of ore, and then they're like, 1 minute, hurry up and smelt. And I was like, I got to smelt these to the guy next to me. He's like, yeah. So I'm like, I'll try to get back to the forge. I'm like, yeah. So
is that your cheap excuse for why you lost?
Yeah, well, no, I'm just going to say this, I'm throwing down the gauntlet here. Next time, I'm going to start from the beginning, and I'm going to own them all.
Okay, cool. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, but you got 2 points, I think. You ended up in last place.
Yeah, but I was playing on someone else's computer.
Yeah. Ooh, and you had the nipple thing.
Yeah, I had the whole nipple thing.
Oh, we should probably explain what that means.
On the Microsoft like laptops, they have that little red nipple.
Yeah, it's the
instead
the
of a trackpad.
Yeah.
Like a track... point,
yeah, and the frame rate was really low too.
Yeah,
it was not a very good laptop,
and it was in windowed mode. It was smaller than the screen.
Yeah.
It was pretty much the worst conditions you could play Minecraft.
But I got 2 points, which was one smelted bar of iron.
And I was helping a new guy learn to play, and then I mistakenly started talking to him about WoW, and then he quit the game and started talking to me about WoW.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was like in the contest?
Yeah, he was in the contest, but he had never played before, and he didn't think he had a chance, so like I started talking to him about multi-boxing WoW, and he had to go into like, he had to show me all his software for multi-boxing WoW.
That's funny. So, and they're going to release that script if anybody wants to use it, so we'll link to that if it's out by the time the show's out. If not, we'll get a link in a future podcast to it, because I think a lot of people, I think it's really a cool way, I think, to do the event, like you're saying, because it's, you're playing the game. It's not some derived competition off the gameplay. It is the gameplay.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then there was one guy who had his son was there, and he sent his son off to get him stuff.
Yeah, a little errand boy.
Yeah, he had a little errand boy to go and get him things.
That was pretty nice.
Yeah, he came in second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy won.
Yeah, because he had diamonds or something, right? He had one diamond, I think, at least. Something.
Anyway. How do you find one diamond?
Very unlucky.
Yeah.
Very unlucky.
Maybe it's all he had left after he made a pick or something.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. And we're going to make a little video. I shot some video while we're there at the party, and I'm going to edit that up and put it on our channel.
Sweet!
So you can see for yourself.
That's the most awesome thing I've heard all day.
Pretty awesome. Tell me something awesome, or Wes, what'd you do?
Well, I have been kind of casually logging onto the server, to the Shaftlands, and checking things out. I was kind of out of sorts, you know, with some more sickness and stuff. And am I getting emotional response from Brent over here? Is that what this is? Is this like the
Brent's very
expression
emotional.
Track for yes, my kind of like closed captioning for my emotional state.
Yes.
Anyway, so but I did go and check out a few things. Like I teleported around and I found probably, well, I didn't find it. I got pointed toward Deck 101. Pointed me towards what is probably the most foul, egregious strip mining operation I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah?
Someone took this beach and just carved it all out, and there's just this line of sand in this big hole with and like no two stone blocks in the hole are of the same level, you know?
Oh, jeez.
So I just look at it and I'm like, you don't want to fix that? Oh, no, it's okay. I can fix it for you. Nice. So some other people were like, you think that's bad? You should see the one near my house. And I'm like, I don't want to. I gotta go someplace else. I also repaired one of. I found a spot in the. You know where the desert maze is on the Shaftlands?
Yeah.
Over near there, someone had taken the sand in between a bunch of people's houses and taken it all out. And I checked with Big Brother, and 2,177 blocks of sand were just taken from the middle of this desert, making this huge stone area right in the middle of all these people's houses. So I had to fix that too.
Jeez.
And, well, was that a mod who did that then?
No.
Oh.
It was not. It was somebody went through and mined 2,177 blocks of sand.
Oh, 2,100.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Like 21,000. I was like, holy moly.
No. So then I did find out he turned it all into sandstone and made some stuff from it. So I thought about going over by his house and like taking all the sand from all around his house.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure he chose his location because of how pretty it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then the other thing I did, I went and checked out something called Obstacle Course on our server.
Obstacle Course.
It's actually kind of cool. Somebody
just kind of
somebody made a platform jumping kind of situation.
Oh, cool.
With ladders, and I actually can't do it all. I don't know how to do the ladder climbing and jumping stuff.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
The parkour.
There's, you know,
it's
there's
really
some
tricky
parts where you have to stand like actually on the top of the ladder.
Yes.
That's some tricky.
Yeah, that's
stuff.
Really tricky.
With shift, you know, doing that, it's easier to do it. But the problem is going from the top of a ladder, and then there's a ladder immediately next to you on the wall, and you have to get onto that one without falling. That's where I fall all the time.
Parkour.
I definitely recommend checking out Obstacle Course if you can check that out. So that was my week.
Very nice.
Brenty Jones.
What up?
What'd you do?
What did I do? I built the Wall of China with exact scale.
Is that all you did?
Yeah. The whole thing across our server. It just goes from one end to the other.
Really?
Yeah. It took me about a night to do.
Cool.
About, I mean, like, you know, two hours in a night.
Yeah. Well, it only took me 10 minutes to make a grid of Chinese China walls. You know, it was like 200, like a grid, like a waffle.
Really?
You know? No, I don't know. What are you talking about? You made the Great Wall of China?
Yeah.
Did you really?
No.
Oh,
come on.
Okay.
Are you stupid? Come on, what's going on? No. I've been hopping on the server a little bit. My son's been showing me some of his stuff, and he'll be like, yeah, I just found a snow biome, and I built over here, and I'm like, I think you're building in the land of giants. Like, I don't know if you should be building it. Like, I don't know. Like, and I'm like, let's find you a place that's not, you know, in the middle of a bunch of other buildings built. How about that? Let's do that. Like, it's going to suck when my son gets banned. He's like, why does it say I'm banned, Dad? And I'm like, dude, you're going to have to make me, like, unban you and not tell people. Yeah. Quit grieving
so
people.
So, you know, you keep picking on your son before he builds his houses. What's going on with that?
What do you mean?
What? Well, you got onto me for that like 10 episodes
That's
ago,
right.
now you're like my son keeps building houses in the middle of other people's stuff.
Well, you know, he's good at that. That's what he likes to do.
He's
an awesome builder. Of building. What are you doing? That's not the show.
What? No.
I'm just kidding. I keep starting new maps, but not actually starting them because I figure since, you know, I lost my map for my single play that I want to start over and do like a let's play or something. Not really a let's play, but just like, okay, starting from the beginning and I'm just going to record it all.
Really?
But I'm trying to figure out an idea to do because I just don't want to. Punching a tree.
Why do you want to play single player?
I like single player because you're not there.
What? That explains a lot.
No, it has nothing to do with you. No.
Wink, wink.
Winky face.
I think it's because on the server, I have everything, right?
Yeah.
Like, because I have admin powers, I don't have to do any digging or anything. Okay. So my single play is my, like, no cheat. It's okay. Like,
oh, yeah.
I play, and I play to play,
really.
Yeah.
So you're not building, you don't have a specific thing that you're trying to do. Right? I mean...
Not really.
Not like, you know, all right, creepers, leave me alone. Leave me alone, rain. Leave me alone, nighttime.
I mean, trying out the new stuff, you know, just seeing what's going on in the world. And it's fun, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't have fun when Wes is there. I mean, I think we all know that. Wes, I'm joking, dude. Quit... Okay. Sip it up, bud.
Sip it up.
But besides that, I saw... I'm going to forget all these people. People had me running around seeing all their stuff. I think Wolf Mother Dude. I think he's one guy who had like an awesome volcano.
What's
that
his name?
Wolf Mother Dude.
I like that name.
Cool. There's some other people that showed me like their stuff. And I tried to tell them. I was like, you know... Because I do the vanish, and then I just go around and start looking at stuff.
Multiplayer cheater.
Yes, I am. And it's because if I sit there and go, okay, I'm going to come look at your stuff, like, a lot of times I can come look and take, like, 30 seconds and really kind of see what's going on. And then I can get out and go see something else. And that way I can see a lot of stuff instead of spending, you know, an hour in one place.
Yeah.
But I feel like if they can see me and they're like, oh, man, he was just here 30 seconds. He didn't really...
Yeah. And then if they can see you also, they'll go, you'll notice how I put this cobblestone down in this particular spot. Do you like it?
Yeah. And so, you know, and that's what I was trying to tell people. Look, I stay hidden, but I'm coming around and I'm looking at people's stuff. So you may not see me, but I'm looking at your stuff. You don't have
He's
to
He's looking at your stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
He's invisible and he's checking out your junk.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be careful.
I got a little shoe camera going on. Wait, upskirt action on the shaft lands.
You have to watch out with Vanish, though. It got me in trouble one night. Remember that?
No.
Well, I put Vanish on, thought I was invisible. I was walking around with you, Wes, who you were invisible as well, and you went around thoring people. Actually, I was too.
Yeah.
You know, invisible. But for some reason, they didn't see you. They saw me. And they're like, yeah, we saw you, Eric. What are you doing going around killing people with lightning? I'm like, what? What? It wasn't me. And it really wasn't me. It was you. But they could see me.
That?
Busted.
I was not killing people.
That particular person who was getting attacked was you.
I never targeted
And they're
anyone.
Like, oh, no, I looked around. All I saw was Eric. So... Vanish.
This is full of
lies.
Why
does Vanish not work sometimes?
I have found out that Vanish will sometimes get buggy if there's a server reset or you get kicked from the server while you're vanished. Sometimes it will mess up.
And then sometimes I just turn it off of you for fun.
Could you turn it off for someone else?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that sounds fun.
You're like waving in people's faces, like I'm not here, but you really are. And like,
I've done that before. Like I thought I was vanished, and then like I'll hear somebody say something that sounds griefery, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'll teleport to them, and I'll like walk to the corner, and I'll think I'll be invisible, and they'll turn to me, and I'll be like, "Are they looking at me? Do they see me? Do they know I'm here? You know." then they'll be like, "Hey, Wes," and I'll be like, "Oh, give it to you."
I like thoring people without them knowing it.
Yeah,
and they have no clue. They're just like, "Why does this keep catching on fire? And why does this keep dying?" And then I go over, "Man, why are you griefing all this stuff?" And then I ban them. It's so much fun.
I feel that.
Do you have any vanished stories, Teddy?
No, I never really. Well, actually, I never really tried it, but I remember when Aleph was doing the admin, I forget what it was called, but he would bug people on the Minecraft server, mm-hmm. and it was just for fun. And he did some videos of it. He doesn't do that anymore, but
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, video.
He would go invisible and when one of the videos he went invisible and he selected this person's house. Yeah, it was board admin, Kaylin.
Board admin.
Our board admin series. And he took the house and, like, made it invisible.
That's he, like, awesome.
Selected the house and then, you know.
Oh, that would be cool.
That's awesome.
Removed it and then did // undo.
I wonder what would happen if I just
the person wasn't looking.
Wow. I wonder what would happen if I just took...
What's going on?
All downtown Shaftlands, right? And then just set it to zero, like set it to air, like made the whole down, like the whole main area of the Shaftlands just a big plane.
That would be crazy. And then just do a //undo.
//undo.
Yeah. And make sure you don't do anything, log off or anything. Because wouldn't that be like, what if you crashed?
This is all I'm going to say here.
Let's back it up first.
Kind of if y'all could please make some sort of backup on the actual server before y'all do this goofery.
Goofery. Yes, I can see this going very bad. That's awesome.
They're calling us griefers in the chat room.
Yes, we're griefing our own.
Why would we grief our own server? That makes
okay,
no
y'all,
sense.
Y'all... Yeah, we're going to have to let you on this here. We actually started this podcast in the server because we're actually big griefers. We're with... it would have worked better if I could remember that griefing group. What are they? Amo or Gamo?
Avo.
Avo.
Taiko? Or Taiko? Yeah. Avo. Yeah, yeah. We're part of Avo.
2K. What?
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Bring it on! Yeah, yeah. We're actually part of LulzSec.
Yeah.
We just... Sorry.
When I say I'm fixing beaches, I'm
we're
really
in it
killing
for the moles.
I'm really just killing beaches. There's
that's right. Yeah.
It's everything I say, it's opposite podcast.
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
well.
So...
the witch thought it was funny. All right. Are we dipping out of here?
What?
Grant, did you talk
Wait,
about
I
your
didn't
week?
Even
oh, Teddy.
My journey.
Oh, well, we got on the longest tangent. It felt like we'd done a whole podcast already. Like a whole show was done. So what you been up to, Teddy?
I've been building on Ash Rossi's server. He had this idea for making a big old city, and so I've been helping him with that, and it's kind of it's very it's not done yet. It's gonna take a while, but there's some half finished buildings on there now. So I don't know if I should talk about this, but I don't know if he
if it's supposed
but
to be
I
secret.
Built a cathedral on Ash Rossi server and So
are we gonna
cool.
see some
and
pictures?
I took a few pictures of
oh,
it.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because when I was building the cathedral, everyone was all Ironfruit and Bethness and I think Jess Artisan and a few other people. I forget. Sorry.
God, Teddy, you can't remember everybody's handle?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Man, whoever she couldn't remember, just remember that next time she wants to be admin on your server.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's right. Oh, man. Sorry about that.
Because we remember everybody's name.
Of course.
Anyway.
But everyone was just standing around, and I just started building, like I always do. And I made the... Well, they helped out, too, but it was mostly me building. And I also live-streamed some Terraria, like 6 hours of live-streaming Terraria.
Oh, I've never heard of that game.
It was crazy, but it was awesome.
We don't talk about that game on this podcast.
There's only two dimensions in that game.
Yeah. Two dimensions.
Three if you count time.
Fancy. Yeah, we've mentioned you, Teddy, many times on this show. You made some cool stuff like way back in the day. Like, well, maybe it's not really back in the day.
Before people were making cool stuff.
You know, like the Astrogali and you and a bunch of other people made the... what is it called?
The Cove.
Rainbow Cove. Yep.
Rainbow Cove.
Yeah, yes. Really cool stuff. And it would just be like, you would just, something new would pop up. There's a big donut. Yeah. A donut with like icing on it. And you're like, yep, yeah, I just made that this morning.
I built that with Zacko. He helped with the icing.
And that's cool. I like it. It's a Taurus, but you didn't use any plugins. I like that. And then,
no.
Did you make the whale, or was that Astrogali?
That was, well, it was Bit's idea, and then I tried to make the whale at first, and then Astra came in and fixed it.
Oh, okay. So. That's a really good whale.
Did y'all have a whale of a good time?
That was a good one. No, it wasn't.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, me and Astrogali.
You made me blubber.
Like the dynamic duo, because we always build together.
Yeah. So. Anything else notable? Anybody else's name you want to mention?
I can't think of anything else.
Well, I think we should make it like Moby Dick, and let's move on to the next segment.
Okay.
I don't know where you're going here. Horrible. But speaking of Moby Dick, that is a fantastic book. And I bet that you can find a copy of it on Audible.
Nice.
And you can get a free 14-day trial on Audible. This is a good one, isn't it?
I love it.
Yeah.
You like it? That's what I was planning for the whole time.
Sure
you were. Yeah. Sure. So if you go to audibletrial.com/theshaft, you can get a 14-day trial. And then if you stay a member, you get one free audiobook per month, and then you get discounts of 30% on additional purchases. You get either a free digital subscription to the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal. There's all kinds of special sales and promotions, and it's compatible with all kinds of smartphones, MP3 devices, tablets, pretty much anything you could want. So go to audibletrial.com/theshaft, try out the service 14 days. If you don't like it, you can quit, but we do recommend you give it a couple months try. We think you'll like it.
And you actually get a virtual hug with everyone as well. It's a mental virtual hug.
Awesome.
Yes. And also you can follow Audible on Twitter, audible_com. Tell them that that you like Audible and the Shaft Podcast sent you.
Yep.
Huh? Why not?
Hey, weird. Cool.
Huh. Yeah, it is kind of weird. But here's my book recommendation real quick. Last week we talked about a children's book, and it was called... let's not worry about what it was called. if you missed that,
check out last episode.
Samuel L. Jackson. So this week, a new children's book called When I Grow Up. And this is written and narrated by Al Yankovic. And it is really good.
Oh, sweet.
It's only $1 and change if you're a member. So it's really cheap. Otherwise, you could probably just... get it for free when you sign up. But here's a little comment from Karen in the comments section. Wonderful story, great rhymes, and plenty of wacky fun. My kids love this and request it over and over. Weird Al's narration is a treat, and my kids love the wild job ideas he comes up with in this charming tale.
And for $1, I mean, I would go ahead and use your free credit on, you know, a $20 book, $30 book, something like that, and then just, you know, spend $1 on the... on the book. I think I maybe mentioned these before, but I'm still having to go because I've been watching Game of Thrones. I think everybody here has been watching Game of Thrones. The finale came out. You can get all the books up to the one that hasn't been released yet on Audible, and the author who reads them is incredible.
Really?
It's almost as good as watching the
I started show. Actually reading the third book, but I might have to get the digital version of it.
It's good. Mm-hmm. It's good.
So. And definitely get the Weird Al book. It's great. So go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
And don't forget about Moby Dick.
That's right.
You can also find on Audible.
That's right. Excellent segue there. I liked it a lot.
Thanks.
And now it's time to do this. Let's go.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates. camera over there today. So the wild jungles where we got the tiger.
So in the news this week, the Minecraft forums and wiki were down this week. The Curse Network and websites were put into maintenance mode while they installed new hardware. But the sites are back up now.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't you fret.
Don't you fret.
Curse bought all of the websites and they are part of their network now. So I know a lot of people were confused, like, what is this Curse thing? What does that mean? So it's their property and they're installing new goodies. So, yeah, what can you do?
Goodies.
What can you do?
Well, and they had a failure at their, where they host the stuff, is where they had a hardware failure there. And then the backup stuff, when they went to it, had a failure too.
Did they get attacked by LulzSec?
No. This was not any kind of attack. This was just hardware failure, stuff that happens.
I never even heard of those guys till like last week.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then rain came down on every server in the world.
Rain. Yeah.
And we had some other stuff. We were actually going to talk to the guys from Craft Hub today. I don't know if they're in chat right
they're
now.
They're not. I talked to them. We're going to have to reschedule.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad you talked to them. Well, we were just going to talk to them and get some more info on the bro hoster situation.
I don't know.
Apparently, you know, they've been threatening Craft Hub with bros or something.
With bros.
They pull them out of their holsters and they go, here's our bros, and they throw them at Craft Hub.
See, I like Brent's interpretation of this
bro
news.
Holster.
I like this.
Bro holster.
Yeah.
I like it too.
Yeah. So we'll figure out more about that later, but I'm sure it was lots of funs.
That's lots of fun.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What happened?
Brohoster was a hoster of Minecraft servers, basically.
But now it's just a coaster? Drink coaster.
A drink coaster. Yeah. And apparently they were selling it to someone else, and people who were owning it before got fired and blah, 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 blah.
And they weren't invited to the weenie roaster.
But then they had some strudel toasters. Toaster strudels.
Yes, this is
so anyway. You go, we'll have a link to the stuff and you can read it, Wesley Wilson.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's some forum posters
it's
that have
drama.
Talked about this.
Nice. Oh man.
It just keeps going and
it's like
going.
A roller coaster.
Should we get on to the
Oh man, he's finished this. Well, what I was gonna say is that this has been like a drama filled week. I don't know if people have been following Twitters on the drama that's going on there with different stuff, but we just kind of like to stay out of that crap. We're not into the dramas.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. I did a dramadectomy on my life about 7 years ago, and I've never looked back.
Yeah.
Dramadectomy.
So, anyway, we do like to know the info, so we do like to get people on to say, okay, well, what's actually going on?
Right.
But we don't really want to, you know, anyway.
Dramadectomy, is that when they put the thing up your, in the...
Yeah, kind of.
Anyway.
But, oh my God, did you hear what Brohoster said? And then Craft Hub was like, totally this. And Brohoster was like, oh my God, no.
Yeah, so if you want to get away from all that, just go to servercraft.co and get you a server there. They're great folks.
That's right.
So, what's this next thing here? We got something with drones.
Yeah, DreamHack 2011 happened in Sweden last week, and that is a very large... digital festival that they have. It's basically anything having to do with computers, programming, games, internet stuff, just everything really. And it's huge. There were more than 200,000 people last year. That is very, very large. Just to put it in perspective, E3 is about 45,000. This is 200,000. Anyway, so and also they hold the world's record for the largest LAN party in the world.
Nice. So you mean the one we were at last night didn't beat them?
No, came close.
Okay,
just kidding. But Jens was there from Mojang. Yay,
sweet
Jens. He is programmer, of course, on Minecraft, and he talked developer speak to everyone. And it was just kind of the aspect of the developer, and all kinds of great insight came out. And he kicked it all off with a joke. It was funny, and then he swore not to make a joke again. he's a cool guy, and I have a little list here of nice nicely compiled points that he made throughout this, these streams. In fact, we're going to link these streams so you can watch him talk. And it's like it's more than an hour's worth of footage, I believe. I know it's at least more than 45 minutes. But on Craft Hub, there is a nice little article about this, and I'm going to read these bullet points that he put on here. And the first one is NPCs are in the works, and I guess we knew that, but when it really happens, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah,
interact with them and have them just populate the world. It won't be like forever alone.
And people will pretend to be your friends and then stab you in the back when you least suspect it.
Yeah. Yes.
Or maybe they'll just have creeper farms where they creepers to come after you at night.
Oh, that's scary.
That's a very nice diamond pick you have there.
Creepy.
And anyway, they just walk off.
Nice diamond backwards, pick you have.
Waving a shovel.
I'm kind of disappointed in the second one. There are no plans for vast oceans.
Yeah.
Nope, shut down the podcast. We're done. That's the only thing we wanted.
That's it.
Terrible. Yeah. Because we're never going to get like big pirate ships unless we have big oceans.
Well, with the possibility of add-ons being supported. Vast ocean add-on?
Maybe.
But no official plans for that. And then the next one is there will not be any more new weapons. No muskets, no slingshots, no crossbows, no RPGs.
No bow sticks.
No nunchucks.
No karate choppers.
Yep. No old grandmas.
No kung fu grip.
No tables.
Kung fu grip. Will it be kung fu grip?
So maybe this no was just grip, some sorry. Kind of like English Swedish translation issue, because maybe he was saying there will be vast oceans and there will be more weapons and you will be able to ride on dragons and yeah.
Well, let's see, what was the dragon deal? It was like,
so if dragons are added, you'll be able to ride them, or you won't be able to ride them, but if you could ride them, it would be walking speed at most.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I think Jens doesn't like the idea, but Notch thought it was interesting.
Like riding dragons?
No, just dragons in general.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it goes along with boss fights. You know what I mean? I mean, if he's working on boss fights, dragons seem like a good
boss, right? Good. Yeah. Legendary creature.
I don't see any reason to have to ride dragons. I just thought that was something he had said before, that you'd be able to ride dragons.
No, he wants otherwise, to stay I'm out not of like mounts and.
Well, no, a long time ago though, he said something about riding dragons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Alpha days or something.
He did.
I trust you.
I'm telling you, he did. Anyway,
he did.
So, yeah. So, anyway, there won't be any new weapons. What do you think about that?
I'm very happy about that. I don't feel any need for new weapons.
Yes,
none.
Just improve
not even like an obsidian sword.
I'm not sure I would complain about new materials being used for stuff. Like, I would like an obsidian sword that did diamond damage, maybe. Well, no, I mean, obsidian's easier to find than diamonds.
A lava bow?
Well, I think with the add-ons, you know, I mean, people will make other weapons and stuff, so...
Yeah, exactly.
I think with the original game, without add-ons, I think, you know, just the weapons that we have now, it's fine. So,
yeah, I think they should maybe improve on the bow and arrow. I think it's still a little...
I think they're making it so that you're not going to be able to fire it just
spam it.
Yeah.
I think I can't that's remember okay.
I saw somebody talking about that, but I can't
remember. Yeah, because there are things where if you like shoot them down and stuff like that, or do weird things that do different things too.
Maybe just fixing the like the weird laggy, weird, strange arrow bug thing in.
Well, I
SMP.
Thought they fixed that.
It's still weird. I was shooting like crazy on Friday night, shooting at creepers and stuff, and still arrows are stuck in the ground, and they're stuck in the air, and they're jittering, and it's all weird. I don't know. I don't think it's really been 100% fixed.
I think it's just your arrows. Other guys don't have that problem.
My arrow's all janky.
It's just you.
He said you couldn't get your arrow up.
Also, cocoa trees.
You skipped one. Height limits are being experimented with.
Height limits... Yes, in terms of expansion. So,
what does that actually mean?
Height limits increased. Increased higher.
We want to go higher. So, up more than 128 blocks.
Yes, we want to go up to the stars. We want to ride pigs. We want to visit.
Well, now, one thing I saw that I thought was really interesting, and I don't know if it was something we covered on the show or something I saw on like Reddit or something, but somebody talked about what if, like, instead of worrying about increasing or decreasing the height limit, what if you could just shift zones? So, like, what if regions were higher, chunks were higher than the regions around them? So you ended up with, like, you know, you could have really high mountains but the adminium on those mountain levels would be higher than the adminium on the floor around.
Oh, I see.
So all you have to do is allow different chunks to be shifted up or down compared to the ones around them.
Ah, that's interesting.
Interesting.
So you would have the core of the planet would be bigger in some areas, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh.
Interesting. What if we go down lower?
What if you take out adminium and you could dig to the other side of the world?
I don't like it.
Make this a round thing.
No.
Make it a round thing?
No.
5,000 blocks
where's
down.
You know, how come I never get the buzz? Where's the buzz when I say no?
I feel like it would be kind of cool to have that around world or somewhere to really kind of... okay, basically how it is now, the world is so huge that you just keep building, and it's so linear, and it's hard to travel, and you just, you know, build forever. But if you had a finite amount of blocks, if it was a planet, then you could renovate areas. You could tear down areas and improve upon them, and you would have areas that you would be able to visit more than once in passing. You have to pass through Egypt to get to Atlantis or whatever, you know? So you would always be morphing this world into, you know, molding it into a good place. The way we have it now is the world is so big, you have abandoned areas. You just have, like, this area that used to be awesome, and now it's just a ghost town because you're done with it. You're bored with it. Well, it doesn't matter in a world that's infinite.
Yeah.
So you just have all these broken down, like, ghettos and stuff.
Except it does start taking a hit on your gameplay, because the bigger the world, the slower your game's going to run.
Yeah.
Memory-wise.
So it's like the same thing there. It's like all of a sudden you could set these worlds where, okay, I want a, you know, a 12 world, a 60 world, a 64 world, a 128 world. And you have these different sizes of the world depending on how big your machine is or how big you want your world to be. And right. then it's set. You don't have to worry about that, you know, expansion causing issues with the game later on. I mean, I think it's an idea. I do like the idea of, you know, being able to build whatever. Maybe that's part of creative mode, and maybe, you know, I don't know. I think there's a lot of room to play there. There's some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Well, there's been some rumors on the Shaftlands that when 1.7 comes, we're going to change maps. And people are like, no, don't do it. And other people are like, yes, do it. Some good arguments were made for, you know, doing the kind of change up on multiplayer maps, you know, because there's a lot of people who built, you know, close to spawn who don't play on the Shaftlands anymore, you know? Or, you know, somebody logs on and builds, you know, really obnoxious, you know, cobblestone tower, you know, right in the middle of everything and makes you a sad person, you know, and then they don't log on for 6 months, you know? Yeah. And I think there's some good argument for restarting maps. I definitely would like to see, you know, better portal functionality so that, like, what we can do is just have this map available, you know, to travel to.
Well, I think that's what we have. That's something that Toasted Jelly is working on right now. He's actually trying to get Tortuga running right now in parallel. When I say Tortuga, I mean the new Tortuga, not the old Tortuga.
We
have that somewhere else, too. We may get that on. Because you can basically have where you just go world, whatever. Yeah. You go to these worlds. So that's what we want.
But it seems like that would... I mean, wouldn't that still be a memory issue? I mean, or is it capable of delineating between the two maps so clearly it wipes out all the evidence of the other map in your memory when you go to the new one?
No clue. Something we're just going to have to test and see.
Yeah.
And, you know, tune into this podcast where we'll definitely discuss it in detail.
Sure. Over and over again.
We will have an episode that's all about multi-world play. Right? That's coming up soon with C. Nanners. He'll be interested in that discussion.
That's right.
Indeed.
We will get him on here soon.
Hey, C. Nanners, what do you think about multiplay?
Yeah, sure.
Worlds. Can you tell us about how that runs on your computer?
Yeah.
Cool. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
So what do you think about multiplayer worlds, Ted and HR? So, next week.
If you want that on your server, I mean, I think Ash Rossi just, his new server, he brought some stuff in from MC Edit, stuff in from like other servers that he had and just compiled it in one server. And I think that's good because, like, you know, if you don't want that server and you just want that build, then, you know, you can just plop it in this map and there you go.
That feels I don't know, that feels empty to me though. Like, it doesn't feel like it has the same kind of oomph.
Yeah, same impact.
I dream of a world where all the worlds are on multi-levels, just one above the other, just like this. And I'm doing my hands on top of each other. And then there's another that you can go to just like the other, but the worlds go on top just like this. My hands are right above each other. Awesome.
I think we should probably embrace a lot of these ideas that we don't really dig because...
Dig.
I mean, I like it. A lot of earlier episodes of The Shaft, we didn't really like the idea of beds. We didn't really like the idea of, I don't know, just various things.
Did they do the opposite?
Yeah.
Like, they're like, these guys don't like this idea. Screw them. Let's put it in there.
Yeah, I mean,
I hate this idea of a meteor.
I mean, we've pretty much had an opinion about every single feature that has come into the game. I remember, you know, just thinking back, it's like wolves. For months, people just kept writing in about wolves. And we're just sick and tired about wolves. And it was like, what? He's not going to put wolves in. That's stupid. And then wolves.
Yeah.
They were absolutely right. We were right.
I expressly remember saying that wolves were going to be in there and that... Yeah,
and that they were going to be stupid. I think.
Well, you know, I don't know if we thought they were wolves. Stupid, but you know, I mean,
sure you do.
But there were so many things that we just were kind of very sketchy.
I just want one.
We just, you know, I don't know. So multi-level worlds and going into outer space and all this crazy stuff. I think, you know, I'm willing to be open and give it all a chance.
Oh, I am too.
You know, so
we'll cuddle later.
All right, so that's that. And then we have anything else here? Cocoa trees, new type of tree with new type of food. That's I don't know if we need more foods in the game, but okay.
Yeah, I don't think we need more foods.
Unless we get some sort of picnic basket or something to put all the food in, or food does different things.
Yeah,
like if it just gives hearts back, we don't need it. We got it. If it gives us a buff, cool.
Buffy food. I love Buffy food.
Buffy food would be awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe some food that gives you a buff, but when you have that buff, it attracts certain kinds of creatures more. Creeper berries.
Like a deer pee. Like putting deer
just
pee
like
on
deer pee.
Right? That's attractive.
When you drink deer pee.
No, you put deer pee on yourself to disguise yourself so deer don't smell you.
Oh, I thought they were attracted to
deer. No. You use the duck call to attract the deer.
Because last time I had a deer pee on me, I was like... Oh, maybe I shouldn't explain the story.
Maybe you shouldn't have had your mouth open either.
We're going way too far.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think so.
So, evidently, Notch tweeted a spoiler this week.
Spoiler.
What was this?
The spoiler was a picture in which someone is walking on the clouds.
Walking
is that what you get out of this?
That's I got either that or someone farted.
Yeah, I kind of thought... when I first looked at it, I thought it was flying.
Yeah.
It looks like he's standing on a cloud, though.
I mean, he is kind of flying. It's like,
I mean, it looks like he's on top of it. It's a little dark, but he does, like, have his arms back and his legs back, and he's doing a triple, quadruple Lutz off the diving board.
Yeah. Well, for those listening to this show, you can check out the show notes and see what we're talking about. But it's basically a guy way up in the sky, and he's got a little cloud under him and little puffs of smaller clouds behind him as if he's maybe zooming or...
Is it behind him or is it under him?
Like nyan-catting across the sky or something like that. Without a rainbow, like more clouds, less rainbow.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't really know what that means, but Notch is doing something crazy. He's been drinking the Four Loko, and it's affecting him, and...
Maybe it's a cloud walk buff from eating wheat.
Or cocoa nuts.
Eating weed?
That guy is cuckoo for coconuts.
That's what I hear.
Cuckoo.
So if you're watching the chat live too, there's a link below to Jinx merchandise, which you can click on, and you can see their new released new Minecraft products on their store. There's some cool shirts there.
And there'll be a link in the show notes.
Yes, there will be. That's right. There's a creeper hat that I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I want that creeper hat.
Yeah, Jinx is just pumping out all kinds of cool stuff. Minecraft Chick did an interview with the head of Jinx at E3 and, you know, got the skinny on that. And, I mean, they have exclusive rights. They're making some really cool stuff. I want some of this stuff.
Do they have exclusive rights? Because what about the Think Geek stuff? Is that different?
Oh, maybe it's buy exclusive. Yeah. Is that a word? Buy exclusive?
I guess so. It means... you know, I don't even want to get into that.
either way, it's awesome stuff. And lastly here, this is cool. Clear your schedules, folks. Because
Hold up.
What?
Okay, my schedule's cleared.
Okay, good. Because Capture the Record 3 is on its way.
Yay!
Dun, dun, dun!
Dun, dun, dun!
In celebration of Michael's 100th episode of Michael's Minds, he will be hosting the event on Saturday, 23rd July, in July of this year. It's a month away.
1 week before PlayOnCon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Before our convention in Birmingham.
Sweet.
So you can check out a link that the Minecraft scribe Astrogali has written up. Details, times, everything like that. All the info you want to know about Capture the Record 3, and you definitely don't want to miss it because these are a blast. We actually missed the last one, but I really hope we don't miss this one because it's way too much fun.
Yep.
Way too much fun in the buns. Okay, so...
All right.
Do we have any other news? Any other news? Are we missing any news? Chat room, news, news. Give us some news.
News.
News. News.
Give us some news.
News. I guess we got it all. Every single piece of Minecraft news that was ever made in the past 7 days.
Have we talked about the videos you put out recently, Eric?
The E3 videos?
Yeah. We put out some more E3 videos.
Oh, that's correct. Yes. There's a playlist that you can... maybe we'll just link to the playlist this week.
I will link to the playlist in the show notes.
E3 videos. I think there's 4.
Yep.
And the playlist will have all the YouTube videos there. And you'll see a bunch of Steve heads walking around E3. It's pretty exciting.
Steve heads. Roly-poly Steve heads.
And that was an excellent wrap-up of
that
news.
That was an excellent round of news, I think.
It was.
And speaking of wrapping up...
I think there's a bumper coming up soon, is what bumper. Wes is trying to say. Yeah. And here it is.
Listener contributions!
Ah! Nice. Oh my god, that poor guy! What happened
Short
to him?
And sweet. That was Knight to Kings.
I think he got creepered.
Okay, so we got something here. This is something that we've missed out on the past couple weeks because I'm a slacker. I'll take the brunt of the yelling, but it's Realton's question of the week, or semi-week, and here it goes.
Hello everyone, hello. I'm Samantha Kex and this is Real 10's weekly question. Last week you were asked, what does Eric have in his pocket? Well, Glurp answered with a pocket bike, which was last week's top answer. Now the question for next week is, what mob do you hate the most and why?
I hate spiders, and the reason that I hate them is twofold.
Two.
Number one.
One.
They're jumpy.
Jumpy.
They jump at you. And number two, they will climb things. It used to be, if worse came to worse, you could just kind of make a tower in the middle of, you know, wherever you were and kind of idle and hang out. You didn't have to worry about anybody climbing up your little, you know, noob tower. Now you do, because spiders can climb.
Your noob tower. That's right.
The noob tower.
Yep.
So. I think they keep the game fun and keep you on your toes. And you can kill them with a sword and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a spider right here?
It is. Wow, and he's scary. Climbing up my noob tower.
I think my worst mob or whatever, probably maybe the Ghast, because it's ridiculously hard to get away from and to avoid. You can run and run and run, and it's only in the... What? Is that neighbor's
scenario? Yeah, come over to my house, and I'll let my my 9-year-old son show you how to deal with Ghast if you want.
But, I mean, I don't know if that's really fair because it's only in the, you know,
Nether.
In the Nether. So, other than that, I guess of the three, there's three, right? No, there's four. Wait, you get
You already said aghast. You're done. I'm going next. Okay. Slimes. Okay, next. I hate slimes.
Slimes?
I
have never encountered a slime in the wild.
Huh.
That's what they sound like. Dirty.
A slime? Really? Because slimes are so nice.
They're so... They, at least on the multiplayer, you used to couldn't kill them.
Oh, yeah.
And so you had to bury them. It was so
that
horrible.
Was annoying.
Like, you would spawn, like, because you'd think you're a funny guy, you'd spawn, like, 20 slimes. And be like, ha, ha, ha. And you'd be like, oh, my God, I can't kill them. And they're really annoying because they just push you around. So now you sit there and you dig holes where they all fall in and get them far enough down and then cover them up and you still hear them. You hear them.
So you are a slime hater.
So I hate slimes.
I think they're pretty easy to get away from. Your 9-year-old son could probably do it.
Yeah. Probably could.
What about you, Teddy?
I hate creepers.
Oh, wow. The granddaddy of all mobs. You don't like the creeper? Oh. So is it his personality you don't like, or is it the fact that he blows you up and creeps on you, or what?
The fact that he creeps up on me and blows me up.
Because he's actually a stand-up guy.
Such a load.
If you ever have time to just chat with him.
That guy will mooch a beer off you and never pay you back. He'll borrow all your cigarettes. Creepers are jerks.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we didn't get anything from the skeleton.
Yeah,
or
the
zombie.
Of non-nether, you know, mobs, skeleton would be the worst for me.
What?
Because he's ranged, and I usually don't have a way to attack range. I usually have swords and stuff.
As long as you're strafing, those guys can't hit you.
Yeah, but it's just like...
run towards him and stab him in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it's just
Fight. I kind of like all the mobs. Put all together, though, all the mobs all at once, I don't like that. Like, one of each?
Well, yeah.
All of them coming at you at once? Done. Peaceful mode.
/ butcher, space 100.
Wow. That's where my son's wolves went, wasn't it?
I'm gonna say no.
Well, you know what John has to say? He has to say, in episode 7, we asked how we cheat, or how people cheat, and he got this program called EnvEdit, or something like that, and you can basically fill your inventory with any amount of any item. What do we think about that?
EnvEdit?
I actually used something like that while we were working on the video the other day, but it was on a Mac. And in EnvEdit, you had to do some weird stuff to get it to work on a Mac.
Oh, what is it called on a Mac? Isn't it something different?
Why'd you have to ask that?
Oh, yeah. Well,
you can just look on the wiki. The wiki has it, a Mac version of it, and it was really easy. You could just put in whatever you wanted and then go to town.
Yeah. But yeah, I would think that at this point, everybody's really kind of heard of EnvEdit. I mean, it's really your de facto way of filling your inventory. Actually, there's another one. Oh, and I forget what it's called.
Too many items.
That's it. And it's
I use that.
In-game. That one's slick because it's in-game. Yeah. You don't have to exit your map and do all that.
I like it using it on a multiplayer server because it shows, I mean, it doesn't show all the blocks on multiplayer, but it does show the basic ones, and so you don't have to type in like, you know, if you need dirt, you don't have to type it in / I.
So it works on multiplayer servers?
Now, yeah, people should realize that on the Shaftlands, we don't approve of these type of
shenanigans.
Yeah, this is single player, your own multiplayer servers.
Yeah.
Don't bring that Schwift to the Shaftlands.
Schwift.
Except for you, Teddy. You can bring it. We don't care.
Except for me.
Cool. Okay. So the next one here we got from Mr. Fishy. And you know what Mr. Fishy has to say?
I like that name.
Glub glub.
Yeah. Which translates to, I wanted to make a Minecraft server and was wondering what plugins you use on the Shaftlands. Well, we use...
There's this great guy named Toasted Jelly, and he knows all this stuff.
Our admin there.
I know we use Big Brother. I know we use Bucket. I know we use Lockette.
I'm like going as fast as I can.
Are you searching stuff, Googleizing?
Yeah, keep talking about it. What else do we use there, Wes? Tosa Jelly, isn't he in chat? Maybe he could.
Yeah, he's in Tosa chat. Jelly is actually in chat. He might start talking. Yeah.
We use
the compass mod thing.
I think that's part of
World Edit.
Yeah. World Edit,
which
so
is in
one.
Bucket.
I'm almost to the list.
See, I'm very confused with Bucket and all this stuff. It's like there's so many. Bucket is a framework, and then all the plugins plug into that framework.
I want to get Voxel Sniper.
Okay, so we're currently running Craft Bucket version, whatever.
So it's Craft Bucket, not Bucket.
Essentials Group Manager, World Edit, World Guard, Big Brother, Lockette, Light Vote, Vanish No Pickup, Bucket Compat. No, not sure what that is. My Warp, My Home, Command Book, Command Helper, iChat, OpenEnv.
Like
Who Are You, Help Pages, Back to Body, Be Anti-Caps, Color Me, Monster Hunt,
We've
World
gone too
Border,
far.
Multiverse, Milty
this
End.
This is too much.
And then we're testing UQuest, Inventory Sort, Stop Flood, Thunder Join, Fortune Cookie, Disk Stamp Changer, Be Colored Chat, Simple Whisper, Tally, Wormhole, Multiverse and Stealth, Login Tossers and Permission 3, War, TCM, CTF, Vehicle Zap, Remote Toolkit, Spire, God Mode, Simple Backup, Stealth Login, Confess, and Spawn Mode.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, sorry, I just figured I'd liven it up a little.
And my answer is, you need Bucket, and we're done.
Yes.
So that's a crap load of plugins. We really have all that crap installed, and it is working? It's crazy.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like everything would be compatible with everything else.
That's the glory of Bucket. I don't know.
That's the glory.
So also, I hate to go back into news, but I got a message from Donny Kebab that he said we forgot news on ravines that Notch tweeted about.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, ravines. That's right. Yeah, there was a picture too that he tweeted this week, and it's a ravine. You know, ever see that movie 124 Hours, whatever that movie is, where the guy gets stuck in the ravine for.
And we're gonna get stuck and have to gnaw off our hands.
Yes, it's a bad situation.
You know, I thought I had something on my hand. It turned out just to be a ring.
No, it's something on your foot too. Just having to be a shoe.
It was a shoe.
But yeah, ravines look pretty cool. I mean, it's another neat, you know, natural land formation. I think it's a valid thing.
Okay, so what else is valid? Let's see. Johnny Hot Sauce, he wants to know what we think about Newport City.
Is his name Johnny Hot Sauce?
Johnny Hot Sauce. He wants to make a port city.
Take me down to the Newport City.
Where the boats are cool and the docks are pretty.
I don't even know what he's referring to.
He's going to build a new port city. Do we need a port city? I think I'm going to have to say not really with no vast oceans, right?
Yeah.
Do we need any ports?
Well, I mean, you can make your own vast ocean.
Ooh, that's what we want. Make a vast ocean.
I mean, you know, get in there and do it. Make it. Make it happen. And then build the port city.
Okay, let's do that.
I'm down for it, yeah.
Let's make the other half of the map that we haven't discovered yet all water.
That'd be cool. And then we'll make a couple little tiny islands or something, you know? That's fun. Yeah, I like that.
And then we'll get Kevin Costner to come.
Yes.
Nice. Him and his gills.
The Valdez. Yep.
We can get, you know, this would only actually take a few seconds to do, whatever the command is to make a vast ocean and World Edit, but or are we going to do it the legit way, like digging for days?
No, we're going to cheat.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, in 2 seconds, we'll have a vast ocean, and then we can build a nice little port city. Sounds fun.
And, so I hear we got a call here from Kyle.
You heard correct.
I'm going to go ahead and buzz him.
There it goes.
Hey, guys, it's Kyle, and I've got a question. If you were to eat any but one Minecraft food for the rest of your life, what would it be? And this does, apples, you can say apples too, but not golden apples, they're overpowered. Now in relation to that, any real food, well, what would you eat for the rest of your life? Just one food. Anyways, guys, bye.
I'm a little confused.
Is that a real question?
Are we saying if we could only have one food from Minecraft to eat in real life, what would that be?
Yeah, cake!
I guess, yeah. Oh, cake.
I can hear him.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, if you could eat one food, one Minecraft food for the rest of your life, what would it be? And then it sounded like he changed his mind and just was like, yeah, screw it. Any food. Is that, did I hear that
Does
right?
Chinese count, or do I have to actually say, like, Mongolian beef?
Yeah, I think you have to be specific. Because I would just say Italian food. But if it's Minecraft, I would eat pork chop for the rest of my days. I love pork chop.
Are we worried about, like, health at all with this? Like,
nah.
Or is it just in a world where health doesn't matter? Because I'd have to go with, like, a Five Guys hamburger.
Ooh. Ooh. You know, because, like, Steve.
And what if you got Five Guys fries and then we shared?
Yeah, because I don't think Steve actually ages any,
don't
right?
Don't we go get some Five Guys?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Let's wrap this up.
Wait, that sounds bad.
Yes, it does. It's a burger joint.
It's a burger joint.
But yeah, I don't know. I would also like to be Parmesan cheese. That would be pretty fun.
You would like to be Parmesan cheese?
Yes, I would like to be Parmesan
And be cheese. Sprinkled on pizza?
Yes. Lasagna?
Where is this going?
I don't know. You didn't pick a food, though. Oh, yeah, okay. You said cake. So what's your food, Teddy? What would you eat for the rest of your days?
In Minecraft, it would be cake.
Cake, nice. Cake is good.
Real life would probably be Italian food.
Nice.
Or seafood. I like
Sweet.
Seafood.
Well, that was
I see food and then I eat it.
That was a very excellent question we got. Thank you very much, Kyle. And next is
Devate Avenger.
Devate Avenger.
And he has this grand idea about, like, if you didn't sleep, that it would take longer to, like, chop up blocks and, you know, dig and stuff. Like, so then you'd have to go sleep, and then you would dig faster.
Oh, yeah.
So there would be a reason for sleeping.
Oh, it's fatigue.
Yeah.
So if you have, like, maybe a fatigue meter, you can do less during the days.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's interesting. So, yeah, it would take longer to mine stuff.
Be interesting.
What do you think about that, Wes? Is that a snore?
Well, let's do one last one. This one is from Cody, and we actually have an audio answer for it. I really want to make sure we play this. Cody asks, he says, I am in charge of a server, and I wanted to know what mapping program you use to make a map of your server. And, well, we don't use any, because we're stupid and lame-os, and we don't know how to do any of that crap. So we leave it up to our good friend, Bob Mills. So, Bob Mills, how do you do this magic?
Take it away.
No, hello, Cody and Shaft listeners. This is Bob Mills. It's Mills on the YouTube channel, M-M-I-L-L-S-S. The program that I use for mapping the Shaftlands is called Tectonicus, which is spelled T-E-C-T-O-N-I-C-U-S. And it can be found at the Minecraft forums. It's developed by a user named Orangey Tang. And it's a pretty neat little standalone Java program. It's not a plugin or anything like that. It just is its own Java program that references the map data for your world. And you can read more about how to use it there at the forums as well as in the wiki. I also do have a frequently asked questions video. It's not a full tutorial, but it is a video that addresses some of the frequently asked questions about Tectonicus, and that's at my YouTube channel at M-M-I-L-L-S-S Mills. So good luck with that. It's a cool little program, and happy mapping.
Well, awesome. Thank you for that, Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby.
You think
Mills,
he's
going to
slap
awesome.
Me next time he sees me?
For calling him Bobby.
Calling him Bobby.
Yeah.
Speaking
my
of the
name is Bobby.
And speaking of the next time he sees you,
is that a segue or something?
A segue?
Isn't that really what happens every time I say speaking of? Isn't that?
I think so. I don't really know how the two connect.
Sightings.
But yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Let's do it now. Yeah.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my God. It's so intense.
It was really intense.
Oh, that was intense, wasn't it?
It, like, had sex with my ear canal.
Yikes.
That wasn't sex.
He doesn't know that.
Well, that's weird because it impregnated my eardrums.
Yeah, nice one. All right, then.
I love your TNT Fez.
Thanks. Yes.
That's,
okay,
great.
So you might have noticed we skipped a segment. We'll tell you why in the next segment. So this one is sightings where we talk about stuff. So here's stuff. Go.
First off, we have Wondercraft.
Wondercraft.
Wondercraft.net.
Does this come with, like, things on your arms and a rope that makes them tell the truth and an invisible plane jet?
It does. How'd you know?
Because...
Actually, I have no idea what you just said. But it is a webcomic, and it is very cool. It's actually really, really cool. And I'm trying to open it up. My browser is broken. But you should definitely check this out.
Wondercraft.net.
Yes, it's very well done, and they continue.
Wow,
and,
it's doing something weird for me, too.
Really?
Waiting on Poppy Dog. They may have some advertising on here that's doing some weird stuff. Oh.
That's Wondercraft.net. Definitely, definitely check that out.
Definitely go there and get whatever malware it is putting on my machine on yours, because this is weird. It's doing some weird stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what it's doing.
It's like bouncing back and forth. It's waiting on poppydog.com. Is that some kind of advertiser?
I don't know.
Let's go to poppydog.com. See what that is.
Maybe not go to poppydog.com.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
Poppydog.com. And the stream goes down.
Boom.
Web tools for everyone. So they must just have some tool they're trying, and it's...
Yeah. Well, it's really, really great comic. Hopefully the website's not down for you guys when you see this. But the next one here, and who put this in there? This is cool. I hadn't seen this before.
I'm so not in the dock anymore because of this...
Battleships in Minecraft.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Ooh, no one can talk except me and Teddy.
Brent.
And the witch.
You lost. This is just another video, you know.
It's a fly along the aerial inspection of the Minecraft battleship fleet.
And it's a lot of battleships.
Holy crap, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes, it's a bunch of battleships in the ocean. Wow, in a vast ocean, actually.
And a vast ocean.
And submarines. And this is really neat. This would be a great set for a movie. Someone needs to utilize this. And
like Red October.
Next, who put this in here? Another person put this in here.
D&D Craft. This is by Shagrath Vanguard. And this is episode 1. And this is basically putting Dungeons & Dragons into Minecraft, you know. So it's a mod. They use weapons, mod, mo creatures, and magic craft to kind of make this D&D stuff. So you can see the video on what they're doing.
Oh, interesting. Very cool.
We're D&D geeks, so we like that stuff.
All right. And this next one here.
Hi, I was listening to the podcast number 38, and you said I wanted a Teams mod, but what I was trying to say is that there is a Teams mod, and so this is a link to just that, a Teams mod.
What's the name of it?
WW2 Guns Vehicles Moods Teams and Poodles.
They should probably abbreviate
that. I really don't think that's what it is.
I work with what I get, and that's what I got, so that's what I worked with. Gots it.
That's what you've done, gots.
All right, well, let's move along. We have a lot of sightings this week, actually. A lot of cool stuff came out.
We're going to save a few of them, right?
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
I don't know. These are easy to get. There's probably good stuff happening this week. What do you think? The next one, though, is really cool. The Noob Adventures. Remember last week we talked about Derpcraft, the fully animated Minecraft cartoon?
Herp derp.
Well, this is a really cool, also animated cartoon, and it's funny, and it's short, like 3-minute episodes. It's on episode 2 right now, it's really cool. It's excellent, actually. I really like it. So we'll link to part 1 and part 2 of that, and I think there was like a month in between episodes. Hopefully he can be a little quicker than that, or maybe it was 2 months, I don't know. But it's good stuff. And the next one here is... Broken Link.
Yeah, is it really?
Yeah.
It should just be what it says.
Oh, no, it works. Okay. Think Minecraft.
This is Think Minecraft, and this is where you can convert any image into a Minecraft pixel art. And so then you can see the blocks, and we were actually using this for an upcoming video to do a limousine. Is that too much of a...
Nah, it doesn't matter.
Turning a limousine into a Minecraft limousine. So, anyway, that's...
Yeah.
What I was looking at to do it. There is some, you know, it tries to do it, like, exact, really. So you get some weird block combinations. So you might just kind of take what it gives you and use it for aspect and that sort of stuff.
But, yeah. That's cool. Very handy. And then next is another tool. This is Minecraftopia. And if you're into WoW at all, this is kind of a thought bot for Minecraft. Basically, it's a database. And this is by the guys at Jinx. This is their website. And it looks good, and it performs very well. It's basically like a Google. There's a search bar. You search for whatever, and it'll come up with real complete information about whatever you type in. Also, it's got categories and stuff too. So it's just a very well organized, maybe wiki, but it's not really a wiki because you can't contribute. Anyway, it's a nicely done site. So, and then next is Minecraft-crafting.net, and this is cool because this is a just an easy to use flash based crafting guide. You just click on the picture you want, like, say, a ladder, and then it'll show you how to make a ladder. So it's just all just pictures. You just click on them, and it gives you the recipe. Real simple and quick and easy. Down and dirty. And then next, I'm going to rush through these. Voxeltronics. Voxeltronics is a new upcoming plugin for Bucket, and this will allow you to animate blocks in the game.
This looks really cool. There's like a big ape or something.
Yeah, walking around. So you can animate doors opening and closing. You can animate cars driving, airplanes flying, creatures walking around, dragons, whatever you want. So I would think that this would be the tool to use for machinimators, anybody wanting to make movies and stuff in game. Totally awesome. And then next up, there's three more. Hang with me. This one here is Creeper Country. And this is a fascinating documentary about creepers. You know, it's very well done. This is by Edge, E-D-J-E. And he's done some other Shaft-related videos, recording our after shows and such. It's very good. The audio is good.
He's done like the wolf one and the explosion. And
yeah, it's
he's
like
done some
in his habitat. Yeah, it's very well done. It's episode one, so he's going to continue this one. And the episode name is Jeff. So check it out. And we have two last ones. Teddy, what are these?
The first one is my blog, tenator.tumblr.com, and then the other one is the long link is my photo book. And I couldn't get Tenator, so it's Tenator1 because someone else has Tenator on. But same thing happened on my YouTube. I have TBearMN22 on my YouTube page, and I only have one video on there, but someone else got Tenator on YouTube, so dang it.
Dang them. Excellent. Well, good, good.
But you are one. Tenator one.
Yes.
Numero one.
The one. There can be only one.
There can only be one.
Only one.
There can, yes. Yeah. There can be one only.
Yes.
One only there can be.
What?
Is that someone knocking?
Who's that?
Is that like a
housekeeping? Housekeeping!
Meat for pillow?
Meat for pillow! You want housekeeping?
Alright. Housekeeping. Thanks, maid.
Housekeeping.
Meat for pillow?
She apparently didn't see the do not disturb sign on the doorknob. So what do we have here? Keeping you up to date with a little inside Shaft action.
Let's see. The first one here is Spleef Tourney. Keep sending them in. We'll figure out when and where we're going to do that. We've had some things that have happened recently that we're not sure what date that will be. Keep sending them in. We will have it. It'll be fun. Promise.
Cool.
The next thing is we're going to be doing a special episode on Wednesday.
Yes.
We have some special guests that are going to be in town Wednesday.
This is June 29th.
This is the two-player production guys will be here filming. So
you know the guys making the Minecraft documentary? The Mojang documentary?
Yep.
Those guys?
They're going to be here.
In Huntsville, awesome. Alabama. Crazy. They're going to be filming
Crazy.
Us doing a show. And it'll be exciting. So
we'll be filming them filming us doing a show.
Yes, we will be filming them as well. So join us for a live show on Wednesday Follow our Twitter so we can give you the exact time. It might be 8 p.m. CST, but I don't know for sure. But follow us on Twitter. We are The Shaft Podcast on Twitter, so follow us, and we will be tweeting on that day. And it'll be fun.
It'll be cool.
Awesome. And that's it, really.
That's it.
That is it for the show. And now, we're going to do a little shout-outs. That's right. Shout-outs, your favorite.
It gets me every time.
Shout-outs.
It's the one bumper he hits with a no fail.
I know. He's quick on the fly. It's like, bam.
Oh, almost fun as a...
I think really it's gun. Part of the sightings bumper. Mm-hmm. He's just timed it just right.
Yeah.
Where it just goes. Anyway, so
we all right, so let's shout outs. Yeah, shout outs. All right, I want to shout out to Dads Are Funny. I met him this week and checked out his channel, and I thought it was really good. It's a cool channel with a cool duo. It's a dad and his daughter Mary. They do skits and let's plays together, and they're very entertaining, and it's really cool. So check them out. It's Dads Are Funny is his YouTube channel name. Also, Bebop Fox, shout out to old Bebop. He had Shroom Girl on Minecraft Mondays last week. That yep. was just surprising. It was like, cool. Oh, cool. Get to yep. hear what she sounds like. Very neat. He also did a good Jens coverage, too, of DreamHack. So, that's it. Anybody else want to shout out? Teddy, you want to shout out to somebody?
Astragali.
Astragali.
Isn't it Astragali?
Astragali.
Astragali.
Yeah, that too.
Astragali has joined the channel. Cool. Yeah.
So.
Yay. Shout out to Bitburner, Satori, Avidia. Avidia got me Monday Night Combat.
Isn't that free now?
Is it? No. Is it really?
But TF2 is free.
TF2 is now free. So everyone should go check that out.
I'm re-downloading. I'm going to start playing again.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
I started playing last night.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing. I've never quit. I've been playing my heart for years.
I don't believe you.
The new thing to say is, I've been playing TF2 before it was free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can prove it. I got a hat.
Do you play TF2, Teddy?
I downloaded it recently.
So yeah. You can start playing with us?
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Yes, let's all play together.
I know Bitburner is going to get on this action. Bitburner likes sniping heads.
I hope
stuff.
So. Ooh, Freckles is in the channel right now. She's playing. Yeah.
I'm not very good at it, but.
That's okay. That's okay. We'll blow you up. It'll be good points for us.
If you like playing TF2, we actually used to do a TF2 podcast. You can go to tf2.deadworkers.com and see all our old Control Point episodes. We've got some great stuff up there. Well worth checking out.
Like 100 episodes.
Yep.
Yeah. So we want to also shout out to Stefan's Walk. Did we mention?
I don't think we mentioned it on the show. Actually, Stefan's Walk sent us a... actually, she did a slash give the Shaft Podcast 46.1.
Which is basically a TNT block. And she got us a really cool... What is it? It's Snotty Bot?
Snotty Bot.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's a cover for your Kleenex box. Or tissue box. Right?
And that'll be awesome as much as you two pansies get sick.
And the tissues come out here.
That's right. Yeah, it's really cool. It's very well made, actually. So thank you very much for sending that to us. That's really cool.
That was my index finger, by the way. Not my.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Jim Morrison.
So we have new toys for the studio.
We love toys.
And if anybody else wants to just send us something, send us an email and ask for our address. is that bad? And then I give you Brent's.
Or you can check out our Steam wish list or our
Amazon wish list. Yeah. Or just take us car shopping one day. We'll pick out something cool for ourselves.
I'd like a new laptop.
Imp says, can I send real TNT?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't really suggest that.
Like, go get some plutonium, too. I need some of that.
If you get any really stupid ideas of thinking we need more 4 Loko, just shut that down. Just quit it right now.
This stuff's awesome, man.
You're a crazy person.
I'm at Trace Loco right now.
I have passed Quattro and have entered Quinto.
Yes.
Like, I only make this face. And then it burns as it goes down my spine. I think it actually goes down my spine instead of my esophagus.
So, I guess we're getting out of here. That was an excellent show.
We sent, did we forget everything? What about Tedinator's Twitter? At Tedinator.
At Tedinator.
Follow her.
At Tedinator.
And then when you get that, do at Brent Copeland.
We did skip one whole section. Did
yeah,
we want
for
to?
Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, we're saving that for Wednesday. Like we said, we need some content, and it's going to be a quick, you know, a couple days till that episode. So,
So we got to start getting to plan, too. So, so we have some good stories to tell. Some tales.
Teddy, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm sorry Eric's been so mean to you lately.
It's okay.
I like your ideas.
Let's get together, Eric. And
wait, really?
Project.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We
didn't like that idea.
No.
Secret projects.
Teddy and I need to hang out together and laugh more. Because she's got a great laugh, and evidently I have a good laugh. And
everyone likes my laugh.
We could team up and be laugh buddies.
Laugh buddies. Yes. Yeah, great decay. So we want to wish you a merry week of Minecrafting. What? It's something new. I'm trying
a merry
out.
Merry week. Right?
Wow.
Week.
All right. See you later, everybody.
Yeah.
Bye. Yeah.
Woo.
Stay loco.
Yeah, that's right.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Mindlander, let me cut to me first.
Oh, God.
Fail.
Mindlander, there can only be one.
Isn't it there can be only one?
Oh yeah, I guess so, yeah. Hold on, let me do
but
that
I
one more time.
You want to do it again or do you wanna
there can only be one. Why is it worded like that?
Because it's wrong. It's full of wrongness.
It's wrong.
It's full of bad Highlander references.
Mindlander, there only can be one. Did I say that right? There only? There can only. Okay. Mindlander, there can only be one.
There can be only one is the way it's supposed to be.
Okay. Mindlander, there can only be one.
No!
Oh, that's it wrong? Wait, there can
be only one.
No, only be one.
No,
is
but
what
that's
I see.
Wrong. That's the opposite of the movies.
Oh, great. So I have to flip it.
Yeah.
There can only be
there
one.
There can be only one.
There can be only one. Oh, okay. Yes. Okay, ready? Mindlander, there can only be.
No!
Only you. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Hot fire burn, baby.
Okay, there can be one. Only.
No.
Only one. Only one, dude. Only one. Mindlander, there can
oh God.
Be. Do you,
want me to,
be?
Do you want me to edit it?
Yes.
Okay, I will do that. I will change the writing on the piece
that
of paper.
I can see two, only three. What if he had his own saying and now y'all are just screwing up his own saying?
Oh, there can be only one. Okay, good. Ready? Okay. Mindlander, there can be only one.
Dead Workers Party Network. The shaft that eats like a meal.